I think my favorite thing about this show is that I often go into it not knowing what I'm going to say. I just have a brief outline in my head, so it's almost totally off the cuff. How's everybody doing? Herschel Zond here, Film Aspire Podcast. It is the end of May. May 29th, to be exact, I'm talking to you, and it's been a little bit, as it always is. I'm starting to come to the realization that this is never going to be a weekly show because I'm just too busy, which is a good thing. It's a good problem to have. I've been asked several times recently, how's it going? How are you doing with the business? And I have come up with a pretty stock answer, and I'm pretty confident with it. I'm not doing as well as I would like, but I'm doing better than I thought I would. So I will take that any day of the week. So I'm going to jump right in like I always like to. I don't like to do a lot of preamble here. It's been some exciting times in the Renegade Art Camp, and we have had our first screening of On My Way to Hell, which is our Hellraiser fam film. You can check that out on YouTube. Just look up Renegade Art Productions, and our channel should pop up. We also have released, finally, for public consumption, Divertrag, our mercenary web series starring Vernon Wells and Myram Kingry. It is available on the ViLTV Network YouTube channel, so go check that out, and I'll post links to both of those items in the description below. So I want to talk today about something that kind of occurred to me. I was talking to my wife, Mary Ellen, on the way home, and I said something, and it was just one of those epiphany moments. I had to literally step back, realize what I had just said, how profound it was to my life, and knew I wanted to do a podcast on it. So here we go. I was chatting about credit and how I take credit for things, or more to the point, how I don't take credit for things. I have gotten into a really nasty habit over the past few years of always using the word "our" when it refers to a film. Now, I have a very particular reason in my conscious brain of why I do this, and I also now realize I had a very unconscious reason for doing this, or rather, I had a reason in my unconscious brain. I have had a real irritation, especially in the micro-budget film community, with directors who always say, my film, this is my film, look what I did, this is mine, me, me, me. I've had a big issue with that, and I've taken umbrage with that, because I don't feel like they ever give credit where credit is due. Yes, a director has to have the vision, yes, a director has to have ultimate responsibility for a piece, but it takes a village. It takes a competent DP. It takes fabulously talented actors. It takes all these things to make a film, and you know, it dozens and dozens of other crew people on larger films. It takes all those people to make a film happen. So when I only ever hear a director, and it doesn't matter if they're a DGA multi-million dollar budgeted film director or they're a no budget, micro budget film director, when they don't cite and credit their crew, that irritates me. So that's where that conscious brain came up with this, I'm always going to say our film. So now we get to this profound moment. I'm chatting about this, and it's been bleeding into my mind over the past few months that I maybe had that wrong. And that's been one of my favorite parts of this whole entrepreneur journey, has been that I'm finding that I had things wrong. And I'm so cool with that. I think it's important that everybody realizes they can be wrong, they own what they were wrong about, and then they can make adjustments to grow. And that's what happened to me here. I'm chatting and I'm talking about this very issue. I'm talking about, well, maybe I need to make a shift in how I credit or what credit I take. And I finally said, you know what? I'm realizing that no one's ever going to give you the credit that you don't take for yourself. There went my mind. No one's ever going to give you the credit that you don't take for yourself. And what that means is, at least to me, and what it meant to me in that moment, I'm not getting the recognition that I would like, not necessarily that I feel I deserve, because like many artists, I don't feel I deserve the credit that I get. But I don't get the credit that I want, and I couldn't figure out why. And I truly believe it's because I'm not taking the credit for my own work quite often. Why is that? Okay. I think subconsciously, and this is how I psychoanalyze myself, I think subconsciously I have been not taking the credit for my own work because if my own work is not perceived the way I want it, our becomes the fallback. Well, yeah, it's a group effort, so it wasn't entirely my fault. Boom, there it is. I've been saying our as a scapegoat to people not liking my work. What do you think? Is that possible? Is that the reason? It can't all be, you know, self-deprecating and truly wanting to give credit where credit is due. That's wonderful, and I will always do that, but I have to start taking credit for what I create. And with that comes the good and the bad. So that is why from now on, though I will always make sure I credit my team and I give acknowledgement where acknowledgement is due, if it says directed by Herschel Zond on the credits, damn it, I am taking credit for what is mine and what I do. Because I do work very hard, and people have tried to put that on my mind, and I haven't been willing to listen to what they say. Sean Burton always tells me, you know, and sometimes I just feel like it's a whole lot of ego boosting, but he tells me how amazing I am. And I don't believe it because all I see in my work are the flaws. I don't see often what is working. I only see the flaws. But I realize that the flaws are part of it, the victories, the things that work, that's part of it. And I want credit for all those things. I want credit for my flaws as well as my accomplishments. So I have to take that. And that's the message of this week. Along with that, I have to tell this story because it's related to the entrepreneurial side of what I'm doing, not just the, quote, motivational side of the podcast. I was talking to a friend of mine from UPS, and I learned that my former boss, the individual that, for lack of better term, and you know, again, with this validation, with this freeing of the mind, I'm becoming a lot more blunt. The dude that screwed me over to the point that I got angry enough to quit UPS asked how I was doing. And I had to get more details on this. This information came to me in a text. So I had to find out more information, and it was just a casual conversation. How are they doing? And this coworker said, he's doing great. Everything's going well. This dude had the gall. And I'm getting a little heated about this, and that's fine. This dude had the gall to say, well, I guess he just had to be pushed out of the nest. And that's, I don't remember exactly what happened after I heard that, because I was stepping out the nest on my own. Nobody had to push me. I had very specific reasons for staying with the company as long as I did. But this dude, in his own mind, has gotten it in his head that he did me a favor. Nah, dude, you didn't do me a favor. You just made me mad and showed everybody what an ass you actually are. So there's that. You don't get to take credit for what I'm doing. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not giving anybody else credit for what I've done. And that's the message. That's what I want everybody to hear. I've never been willing to really understand that this show motivates people, that this show gives people anything other than my ramblings, because it's always just been my ramblings. But I'm going to quit that. I'm going to own that. So for those of you who listen to this show, who draw something from this show, that's the message this week. It's your art. It's your creation. Start taking ownership of it. And if it doesn't work, you know what? Own that too. I have to bring up this thing from one of my favorite directors, Steven Spielberg. I think back to Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark. There is this wonderful scene when the head Nazi bad guy comes to see Marion and she's trapped in the little tent before Belloc has his dinner with her. Okay, he comes in, he's looking all evil, all in the black leather trench coat with the black leather gloves, and he takes off the coat and he whips off the hat. Then he pulls this little device, and it looks like a three-way nunchuck thing Bruce Lee would use. It's very sinister. And he starts manipulating, and he pulls it tight, and it's wonderful score swell from John Williams. And he turns the thing into a coat hanger. And it's this wonderful moment of tension building, oh my God, what's going to happen? Oh, wow, it's a coat hanger. And it's a wonderful sequence. This sequence was used in another Spielberg movie called 1941, which was one of his only major box office flops. The film did terribly. Brilliant film in its own right. But the film failed. But he believed in that bit so well, he brought it back for Indiana Jones. And it's one of the greatest minor sequences in a movie full of incredible sequences. So he owned the failure, yet believed in the accomplishments of that film in that bit that he actually did with Christopher Lee, fun fact, to bring it back and use it again in this effective way. So you have to own the failures, and you absolutely have to own the accomplishments. And sometimes that's hard. I know a lot of people that suffer from this, and those of you who suffer from this, you know who you are, and I'm speaking directly to you. Own your success. I personally have a big fear of success. I fear success because I have a fear I won't be able to repeat it. I think one of the major reasons I haven't made a feature film in as long as I have is I'm afraid it's not going to be as fun or as well received as Girl Number 3 was. And Girl Number 3, people are still talking about. This movie is over 10 years old. It has been out for over 10 years. Actually, almost 10 years. We started it in 2007, but it didn't come out until 2009. So that film has been in my life for over 10 years. And I'm terrified the next feature I make will not be as good, or it will not live up to my expectations. But I got to get past that. I got to be afraid I got to get over the fear of not only failing, but the fear of succeeding. And it's been a big reoccurring problem in my life. I have a definite fear of success that I have to get over. That's the next part of my journey. You know, other things that I'm having issues with, and, you know, now I'm slipping more from the message of the podcast into just update on the entrepreneurial world. I'm having a really hard time managing time. I have a lot of projects piling up. I've got a lot of jobs. That's the wonderful thing, is I have so many jobs, I don't feel like I can cover them all and handle them all. But I'm having a really hard time managing my time. And I think one of the great constants that you look at from success stories all the way across the business spectrum, the entertainment spectrum, anywhere in between, successful people are masters of one thing: time management. And most really successful people will tell you they're really terrible at managing time, but they're not. They may be bad at managing balance on time, but they're not bad at managing time. They're very, very structured, strict, regimented in how they manage time. So that's something I've got to definitely work on moving forward. I'm going to cut it off there. I've got really great things coming. I've had a lot of these little apocryphal moments coming up recently, and I've got a lot of things I want to talk about. I've got some guests. I'm going to go ahead and announce my next guest. So the next podcast, and he's a regular listener, so this will be kind of a surprise to him, but I'm going to go ahead and announce Austin Sheehan from Small Step Films as my next guest. He's going to be on to talk about his first major film project, Manic, which I had the pleasure of doing a couple of days on in a couple of different roles. They brought me on to try and be a first AD, but they kind of already had a first AD, and I ended up acting. And then the next day they brought me in, I actually did step in and do that first AD role so that the lovely lady, Rebecca Dow, who was acting as the first AD, could actually do her real job, which was as AD. So Austin is going to be my next guest, and he's going to be on here to chit-chat about Manic and film and some of the other things that he does and how he balances life, because he has a job like many people who are in the micro-budget film world. He wants to be doing things differently, but he is making it work in his current situation. So really excited about that. If you have a film topic suggestion or any type of a show topic suggestion you'd like me to cover, drop me a line to filmaspire@live.com and keep doing what you're doing, and take credit for what you've done. Good, bad, ugly. If it's good, revel in it. If it's bad, figure it out and try again. I saw a great meme this week, and it said, good judgment comes from experience. Experience comes from bad judgment. And I'm going to leave you with that. This is Herschel Zahn with the Film Aspire podcast. Get out there and tell your story.